Blog Talk Radio.
Report. Today is October 6th, 2011. As is always the case, let's start the show in the correct fashion. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, good evening. We have so much information tonight. It is unbelievable. So we're just going to kind of fly through this evening. Tonight's guest, as you know, the first Thursday of each month, we are going to have Rusty and Ruthie Border Update. It's just kind of a segment that I want to do the first Thursday of each month so that we can be updated on things that are happening on the border that maybe the mainstream media is not reporting. Rusty will be joining us at 9, and it's going to be an interesting show. Please stay tuned. Now, before we get to our lead stories tonight, please do not forget about Border Patrol Agent Jesus Diaz. He is a border agent that is currently sitting behind bars in solitary confinement for nothing else than lifting the cuffs of an illegal alien drug smuggler. I just received a call from Sister Patriot Joanna in New York at New York ICE, and if you write to Agent Diaz, he does write back. I have received letters, many of us have. His address is BPA, Jesus Diaz Jr., Post Office Box 2317, Del Rio, Texas 78841. Again, Post Office Box 2317, Del Rio, Texas 78841. Imagine being in solitary confinement, how grateful you would be to receive a letter from patriots across the nation. Please do not forget about Diaz. Let's get to our lead stories. I have so much for you this evening. This is dated September 26th, reporting from Mexico City. The spaces for name of the father are blank, but the LA County birth certificate lists the mother, who happens to be the young wife of one of history's biggest and most sought-after drug lords, El Capo Guzman. Emma Cornell traveled to Southern California in mid-July and on August 15th gave birth to twin girls at the Antelope Valley Hospital in Lancaster, according to birth records. Turns out Cornell, a 22-year-old former beauty queen, holds a U.S. citizenship, which entitles her to travel freely to the U.S. and to use its hospitals. By being born to a U.S. citizen, not only to mention California, her little girls now have U.S. citizenship. Of course, the agents kept tabs on Emma while she was here after she crossed the border, through her hospital stay, and until she left to return to Mexico. Although her husband is on the most wanted list on both sides of the border, she was not arrested because there were no charges against her. I did mention that the children are eligible for U.S. citizenship because of the mother's citizenship, not only because they were born in California, known as anchor babies. They actually are now citizens because of her citizenship. There is a congressman that is stepping up to the plate regarding illegal immigration, but many in the mainstream media refuse to report on his stance and his actions. I urge you to look up Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama. I am in the process of trying to book him on the Ruthie Report. However, the other night, Greta Van Susteren actually had him on the record, and his whole speech on her show was removing illegal immigrants the key to job creation. And there is a transcript if you want to look it up. The date of the transcript on Greta's show is October 3rd. And just a few lines from this. I just picked a few that I really liked. Greta says, a couple of questions. I assume you say get rid of 7.4 million illegal aliens. How are you going to do that? Brooks answers, by all means possible. I mean, finally, somebody that just says what needs to be said. He said it might be through the standard deportation process. It might be what the state of Alabama has done, making sure that employers are not able to hire them. You know, common sense stuff. Greta says there are other problems. Many people illegally in the country have children who are American citizens. Brooks says yes, correct. Greta says under your plan, what do you mean to do with American citizens? Do you expect them to receive? Do you expect them to be received in the home country of their parents? Brooks, simple answer. I expect their parents to take care of them. It's an excellent transcript. I really suggest that you look it up. But more importantly, the reason I'm bringing this up is that, you know, we have to stand behind these representatives, congressmen, that are standing up with us. Please consider thanking Greta for having him on the show. But more importantly, contact Congressman Brooks and thank him for his efforts and let him know he has our support. Now, to look him up, you can go to brooks.house.gov. In Washington, his phone number is 202-225-4801. You know, it's common sense like that that is missing in this dialogue, this conversation, this battle, this invasion. And if we don't stand by those that are standing up for us, we're not going to get anywhere. Moving on. This is dated October 3rd. Let's see here. It says, Supreme Court will hear health care and illegal immigration cases this term. The Supreme Court will debate some controversial topics during its new term that could help or hurt President Obama win re-election. The Supreme Court will hear cases about health care, illegal immigration, and affirmative action during its new session, which started on the 3rd. The Supreme Court is expected to hear the health care and immigration cases towards the end of its session. This means that two major rulings could come in around June, just 5 months before the 2012 election. According to Bloomberg, this means that the Supreme Court will have a huge influence on who wins the election. That is true. I mean, it's going to bring the issues back to the front. But we, the people, should have the huge impact on who is elected in 2012. I'm glad to hear it's going to the Supreme Court. It's about time we move on with this. Next, excuse me, this is from the Associated Press dated September 30th out of Birmingham, Alabama. Hispanic students have started vanishing from Alabama public schools in the wake of a court ruling that upheld the state's tough new law cracking down on illegal immigration. Education officials say scores of immigrants' families have withdrawn their children from classes or kept them home this week, afraid that sending the children to school could draw the attention of authorities. There is no precise statewide numbers, but several districts with large immigrant enrollments reported a sudden exodus of children of Hispanic parents, some of whom told officials they plan to leave the state to avoid trouble with the law, which now requires the schools to check the students' immigration status. The anxiety has become so intense that the superintendent in one of the state's largest cities, Huntsville, went on Spanish language television show Thursday to try to calm widespread worries. He said, quote unquote, in the case of this law, our students do not have anything to fear. He said in halting Spanish, He urged families to send students to class and explained that the state is only trying to compile statistics. Now, before I go any further, a Spanish language television show in Huntsville, Alabama, in Spanish. This just goes to show that there are no efforts by those here to learn our language. A Spanish station in Huntsville, Alabama. Unbelievable. The story goes on to say that in Montgomery County, more than 200 Hispanic students were absent the morning after the judge's ruling. In tiny Albertville, 35 students withdrew in one day, and about 20 in Shelby County in suburban Birmingham either withdrew or told their teachers they were leaving. The Obama administration filed court documents Friday announcing it plans to appeal the ruling that upheld the law. The state has distributed to schools samples of letters that they sent to parents of new students informing them of the law's requirement for either citizenship documents or sworn statements by the parents. In an attempt to ease suspicion that the law may lead to arrest, the letter tells parents immigration information will be used only to gather statistics. Rest assured, the letter said, that it will not be a problem if you are unable or unwilling to provide either of the documents. Well, my understanding is that, first of all, it's the law. So whether they're unwilling or not is not an option. This just goes to show people this, you know, the whole point of this whole article is this. It comes down to this. It just goes to show enforcement of our immigration laws work. However, the bigger problem is where these illegal aliens are fleeing to. Are they fleeing to your state? And the other problem is the Obama administration's continued interference and their lawsuits against states and states' rights. And, of course, not to mention the non-enforcement of our current federal law. But is anyone really surprised at this Obama administration? I continue to support Alabama in their efforts. Moving on, this is from Fox News, and of course I just kind of alluded to this. After suing Arizona and Alabama over their strict immigration laws, the Obama administration is seriously weighing whether to legally challenge similar measures in four other states. Quote, unquote, to the extent we find state laws that interfere with the federal government's enforcement of immigration laws, we are prepared to bring suit. The department is currently reviewing immigration-related laws that were passed in Utah, Indiana, Georgia, and South Carolina. In reviewing these, the department is proceeding consistently with the process followed and the legal principles established in U.S. versus Arizona. Based on that review and applying those principles, the United States will decide whether and when to bring suit challenging particular state laws. Now, before I finish this, because I do want to tell you what Grassley has said about this, but it drives me nuts. She says here, based on the review of applying for those principles, the United States will decide. No, the United States is not decided. The majority of Americans want our laws enforced. That is why we have had to resort to state rights, state laws, because the federal government, the United States, is not enforcing the laws on the books. This is just absurd. Now, Senator Chuck Grassley, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which oversees federal immigration policy, has criticized the administration's moves. He said, quote, unquote, the administration should be working with states, not against them, to enforce our immigration laws. This latest attempt to challenge the state's efforts to enforce the rule of law while turning a blind eye to cities and states that knowingly harbor illegal immigrants through sanctuary policies is undermining the very rule of law that our country was built on. And again, is anyone surprised? Now, let's just move right on into the Obama administration. This is from the Examiner, Jim Curry. Republican lawmakers are demanding a special counsel to investigate the Obama administration's Operation Fast and Furious. Newly released documents appear to strongly suggest that Attorney General Eric Holder committed perjury when he testified under oath that he was it was almost a year before he told Congress that he became aware of the rogue operation over the summer. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith requested a special counsel to be appointed to investigate all aspects of the ATF operation, including the names of those who gave the orders to allow weapons to be smuggled to Mexico. Now, as I go on here, I would like to just first say, you cannot have the Attorney General for the United States of America investigating himself. That's why they're calling for a special session. According to the Center for Public Integrity, a nonpartisan group, ATF agents were ordered to allow nearly 2,000 guns valued at well over $1 million to cross the border to known criminal organizations. Two of the guns from the program were found at the murder scene of Custom and Border Protection agent Brian Terry's murder in December. Now, the newest update, this is just out today from the Associated Press out of Washington, is from Boise. President Obama said Thursday, today, and I saw it on the TV, he has complete confidence in Attorney General Eric Holder amid Republican accusations that the Attorney General was aware months sooner than he acknowledged about the flawed operation to stem gun smuggling. At a White House news conference, the president said Holder has been very aggressive in pursuing gun running and cash transactions that support drug cartels in Mexico. Before I finish this, my thought right here. Really? He's been that aggressive? In my opinion, he lied to Congress. That is my opinion. However, we have the president standing up there at a news conference telling the American public that Holder has been aggressive. Well, if he's been that aggressive, how come we have no results? How come this administration is doing everything it can to avoid Fast and Furious? No answers. Goes on to say, Holder indicated that he was not aware of what happened in Fast and Furious, the president said. Certainly, I was not, and I think both he and I would have been very unhappy if somebody had suggested that guns were allowed to pass through to arms traffickers rather than being seized by agents. Are you serious? Seriously? We would have been very unhappy? What in the hell is that? What does that mean? Seriously, we would have been unhappy. Who cares if they're happy or unhappy? That has nothing to do with this. Obama goes on to say, I have complete confidence in him, and I've got complete confidence in the process to figure out who, in fact, was responsible for that decision and how it got made. Meanwhile, first-term Republican Congressman Representative Raul Labrador, L-A-B-R-A-D-O-R, Labrador of Idaho, called on Holder to resign. The recently released documents have convinced me that the Attorney General is either lying or grossly incompetent, he said. Now, I stand with Representative Labrador and millions of others who are calling for the resignation of Eric Holder immediately. And I do mean immediately. If he does not voluntarily resign, I demand special hearings as a citizen of the United States of America with regards to one of the most important positions of this administration. I demand that we have answers, that the American public be informed of exactly what happened. And then, after those special hearings, we ask for his removal. It would be much better for this administration if Eric Holder would just step down. Moving on, this was sent to me by Hoot in Texas, and I thank him tremendously. He is on the border. I wish him safety. But this is an important piece that he sent to me, and it's unbelievable. It's from the Texas Department of Public Safety, and it's actually information that they put out themselves. This report is titled, Public Safety Commission Discusses Border Security Report and the Criminal Alien Threat to Texas. The report highlighted the efforts that Texas has put in place in order to combat the threat from the Mexican cartel and commended Texas for being the most aggressive and creative in confronting the threat. The report further determined that criminality spalled in Mexico is spilling over into the United States and in Texas and is a tactical close combat zone and front line of this conflict. It said, as of September 15th, 2011, 6,508 illegal aliens have been identified in Texas Department of Criminal Justice units. These 6,508 criminal aliens are responsible for 27,880 total crimes in their criminal careers. Furthermore, from October of 2008 through August of this year, 2011, Texas has identified a total of 88,080 unique criminal alien defendants in Texas, just in Texas. Director McCall provided a detailed breakdown of the violations committed by these 88,000-plus criminal aliens. Of the 15 of the 50 crime categories committed by these, just 15 of the 50, sexual assault, 46,412. Sex offenses, 44,545. This is unbelievable. This is insane. Weapons offenses, 8,560. Public Safety Commissioner Chairman Alan Polinsky questioned the federal government's use of the catch-and-release policy. He said, quote, unquote, we are in a situation here where illegal aliens are arrested and sent to jail, and the federal government takes little to no action, subjecting our citizens to great harm. I am disgusted by the federal government's lack of responsibility in this area. Public Safety Commissioner and former prosecutor and a judge, Ada Brown, recounted that when she served as a prosecutor, she had numerous cases in which illegal aliens were convicted of serious crimes and were later released by the federal government. Commissioner Brown commented, quote, unquote, this is a great place to commit crime if you are an illegal alien because the prosecutors will put you away, but the federal government won't take you away. You can look that report up. It's at the Texas Department of Public Safety. There's more to it. The title, again, is Public Safety Commission Discusses Border Security Report and the Criminal Alien Threat to Texas. You know, what else could I possibly add to that? It's astounding. This is in print. This is by the Department of Public Safety. Where's the mainstream media on this? Moving on. Let's see here. We have so much tonight. I'm only going to be able to get – I have so much I can only get to. This is alarming. Crime report: suspected terrorist sneaks in from Mexico, captured and released on bail. This is dated September 28th, and it's by The Blaze. Two men of Bangladesh origin were caught by Customs and Border Protection illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border last June and admitted that they were members of a terrorist organization that was allied with bin Laden against America. Now it appears that at least one of these men is free after posting bail and claiming asylum. And the Department of Homeland Security has no idea where he is. This is a kind of an extensive article, and it's well worth you looking it up and checking it out. Fox News reported last year on a Somali smuggling ring that brought hundreds of individuals into the U.S. through Mexico. Some of those Somalis were allegedly affiliated with al-Shabaab's terrorist organization. Individuals with ties to Hamas, Hezbollah, and even al-Qaeda are believed to have crossed into the United States from Mexico or attempted to do so. Well, and he goes on, and I like his, he's got a little sarcasm throughout this. It's by Buck Sexton. He ends this article with, "While every American strips down and gets in humiliating security lines at airports, our enemies remain well aware of the wide-open 2,000-mile-long port of entry at our southern border." It's just unbelievable. It gets to the point where I can only report this to you with total disdain. Where is the welfare and well-being of the American citizen being considered at all? Where? If it's not illegal aliens, and you're going to get a whole bunch of it tonight in our criminally and or insane segment, if it's not illegal aliens drinking and driving, committing murder and sex crimes and everything else, fraudulent ID, on and on and on, then we get to add to it the terrorists that are coming across that open border. And yet nothing is done. Where is the Attorney General on that? Unbelievable. We're going to get to one more here before we have to go to our first break. If we have time after criminally and or insane, we'll come back to some of these lead stories I have for you. This last one I have before we go to break is from the El Paso Times, and it's written by Diana Washington Valdez. It's dated September 19th, so it is a little, like 3 weeks old, but you really should hear about this. Two former law enforcement officers allege that they cannot get anyone to investigate allegations that the Mexican drug cartels have corrupted U.S. law officers and politicians in the El Paso border region. Greg Gonzalez, a retired Donna Ana County Sheriff's deputy, and Wesley Dutton, a rancher and former New Mexico State livestock investigator, said that instead of arrests and prosecutions of suspects, their whistleblowing activities have resulted only in threats and retaliation against themselves. "I lost my job for a security company at the federal courthouse in Las Cruz because I would not keep my mouth shut, and someone threatened me by holding a knife to my throat," Gonzalez said. Dutton, D-U-T-T-O-N, a rancher from South Mexico, said an election official stopped by his ranch to ask him what it was going to take for him to retract his allegations concerning the official. Both men were confidential sources for the FBI in El Paso and assisted with investigations over an 18-month period. Both of them allege that the FBI dropped them after big names on the U.S. side of the border began to surface in a drug investigation. They go on to say that small aircraft regularly drop drug loads on ranches and other properties along the border, and that some U.S. law officers escort the loads to the next stop. This is what they are saying. The two whistleblowers say that the drug cartels have managed to obtain computer access codes to U.S. surveillance systems that let them see where and when Border Patrol agents are monitoring the border. They also allege that drug cartels have given big donations to politicians, which are unreported, to influence appointments of key law enforcement officers. They said that over their frustration over the lack of investigations, that has compelled them to turn to U.S. lawmakers and to Judicial Watch for help. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch Research Director, confirmed that they have been contacted at his office. He says, quote unquote, "These are very serious allegations that should be investigated by law enforcement. There are too many details and specifics to just ignore them. The threats against them also should be investigated." You know what? Each person listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening archived, each one of you have to make your own decision on this. It's he said, she said. I stand with these two gentlemen. For years we have been saying, for years, that the corruption is growing and that it's a serious problem and that it has to be addressed now. And what happens? Not a damn thing. How long, people, how long before it's going to be just too late? I'm going to be discussing this with Rusty Fleming when he comes on the show in a quick half an hour. For now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we will have our Criminally And or Insane segment. Please stay tuned.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to the Ruthie Report. Today is October 6, 2011, and as you know, that signals tonight's Criminally And or Insane segment. Our first story is from Reuters, dated September 30th. A record 14 tons of marijuana, valued over $22.6 million, was seized in the California desert at a checkpoint roughly 60 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Agents found the marijuana in 1,100 bundles concealed inside a tractor trailer, marking the largest checkpoint seizure ever for the Border Patrol's El Centro sector. The bust on Wednesday also ranked as one of the biggest U.S. checkpoint seizures outside a border crossing nationwide. The volume topped the amount of marijuana confiscated at the same checkpoint for all of 2009 and 2010 together, which is a big bust. Neither the Border Patrol nor the DEA would say where the trailer full of marijuana originated or what its intended destination may have been. A 35-year-old man driving the tractor trailer was arrested and is now in DEA custody, according to Border Patrol. But yet, the Obama administration is going to allow Mexican trucks in. It hasn't been stopped yet, people. Raise hell with your congressman. Moving on. This is out of Austin, Minnesota, dated September 30th. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested three convicted Austin, Minnesota criminals as part of a national roundup last week. Scott Benacki, the field officer director for ICE's enforcement and removal operations in Minnesota, said that those arrested are not the people we want in our communities. Sean Neubauer, public affairs officer, said not everyone arrested was an illegal alien. Some of the people arrested are legal citizens of the United States, but because of the nature of their crime they were convicted of, they are subject to arrest by ICE. Also in Minnesota, 17 people were arrested in Minneapolis, 7 in Rosemont, 2 in St. Paul. The communities of Andover, Faribault, Lakeville, Monticello, Northfield, Owatonna, Red Wing, and Shakopee all saw one arrest. The Minnesota arrest included a 50-year-old man from Mexico who was convicted of transporting illegal aliens and importing drugs to distribute. This out of the Associated Press out of Charlotte. The long week operation by federal immigration officials across the country has led to hundreds of arrests, more than 160 in North Carolina and South Carolina. Immigration Customs Enforcement said Wednesday that the operation targeted people who had been previously convicted of crimes who were illegally living in the United States. The agency reported 139 arrests in North Carolina and 24 in South Carolina. Among those arrested was a man living in West Columbia who had been previously convicted of assault charges and is charged with first-degree murder in Florida. Moving on, this is from Dave Gibson, the examiner. Etowah County, Alabama. On Friday, a Yemeni national, Muhammad Ali M-U-F-L-A-H-I, 24, was taken into custody after he failed to produce any valid immigration documents. He was arrested by the county sheriff's deputies during a drug raid. According to the sheriff's department, several illegal weapons were also discovered during the operation. Muhammad Ali was charged with obstructing a government operation during the raid and failing to have proper immigration identification, a misdemeanor. Of course, most critics of the Alabama's new law objected to it because they claimed it would lead to racially profiling of Hispanics. The county sheriff, Todd Etrin, answered those critics on Friday when he told the Gadsden Times, quote unquote, "The focus of this law has been just on Hispanics, but this arrest shows that there are a lot more nationalities within our communities that could be here illegally, not just Hispanics." Following the arrest, several Alabama state senators sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney Eric Holder demanding an investigation into how a Yemen national could have come to Alabama without detection. The letter also requests that the Justice Department drop its lawsuit against the state over its new immigration law. Very good, Alabama. Keep it going. Keep it going. Marty, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Now, Ruthie, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
How much have we missed? Most of it?
No, I think you were okay. I think the problem was on my end, Ruthie. I think you're good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Marty. This is live radio. Moving on, this is by Jim Curry. Now, I just read to you, just in case you were gone, please do look up Dave Gibson on Yemen illegal alien busted in Alabama. Moving on, this is from Jim Curry. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, federal courtroom, Marvin Antino Aguilera Lopez entered a guilty plea and admitted killing Stephanie Anderson during the armed robbery of a Denny's restaurant located at an Albuquerque restaurant on June 20th, 2009. Ms. Anderson was employed as a cook. During Friday's plea hearing, 24-year-old Lopez entered a guilty plea to counts 3 and 4 of a 14-count second superseding indictment, charging him with armed robbery of the Denny's restaurant and the felony murder of Miss Anderson committed during the robbery. Under the terms of his plea agreement, Lopez will be sentenced to a 5-year term of imprisonment for the robbery and 35 years imprisonment for felony murder. He will serve the sentences and consecutively for a total of 40 years without the possibility of parole. After completing those 40 years, and the illegal alien will from El Salvador will be deported. 3 meals a day in a warm bed on our dime because we continue to allow illegal immigration into this country and we refuse to enforce our laws. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is Miss Anderson, who was murdered, yet at the hands of another illegal alien in this country who should not have been here to begin with. Moving on. An 11-year-old Massachusetts girl was hit and dragged by a truck driven by an illegal alien, authorities say. Police say the suspect, 35-year-old Wanderson Del Salva Neto, struck the sixth grader as she rode her bike Wednesday as he was pulling out of his driveway at his home. Neto does not have a driver's license and is in the country illegally and has an outstanding warrant for his deportation to Brazil. According to the girl was reportedly riding her bike to go to school at the time of the accident and suffered, the family told the FoxBoston.com, that she suffered a broken nose and will be okay. So what we have here is another illegal alien with no license in the country illegally with an outstanding deportation warrant, and apparently that's just not important enough or bad enough for this administration to crack down and deport him. Luckily, this time, the little girl is alive. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm glad that she only suffered a broken nose, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. But what about the next child? Will they be as lucky? Are these the kind of people, let's see, what was his age? 35. I wonder if he qualifies for the DREAM Act. Moving on. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office raided a Days Inn hotel in Phoenix trying to arrest 10 employees on suspicion of identity theft and for being in the country illegally. Deputies arrested one woman on suspicion of aggravated identification theft and forgery at the hotel. But officials said that the other 9 did not show up for work. They continued to search for them. Sheriff Joel Pyle said the general manager had recently switched the schedule because of the economy, so the employees that were expected to clock in at 10 a.m. were later, 2 hours later than usual. Joe Arpaio credited the unnamed source for the great record-keeping and a well-documented report that allowed the MCSO to complete the raid in 2 months. He said normally it takes 6 months to investigate such cases. The next move for the sheriff's office is to seek out the remaining nine to serve warrants for their arrest in connection with identity theft and illegal immigration. The sheriff said that those arrested will likely face charges of identity theft before the investigation of their legal status. This is the 51st such operation for Sheriff Joe this year. Isn't that great news? Now, we are a little bit ahead of ourselves here on time, so I am going to pull back a couple of those stories that I had to push to the side because we just ran out of time. Let's see here. I'll find them while I'm going on here. These two are out of Mexico. Let's see here. We'll do this one, and we'll do this one. First, we'll do the Mexico news updates. You know, the violence in Mexico is just getting...
Ruthie.
So, yes.
We've lost her again.
Marty, I can hear you.
Okay, let's try and get her back up. And we're waiting.
Can you hear me? Marty?
We can't hear you, Ruthie. Try calling back in. You can hear us, but apparently this is something with Skype and Blog Talk. We can't hear you, so why don't you try calling back in if you can, Ruthie, and we'll try and get you back up on the board that way. And I'll wait for you. If everyone will just hold on, please bear with us. This is live broadcasting, and we just have no control over this other than to deal with it as it rolls in. So as quickly as she comes back up, I'll have her back on the air for you, so please bear with us. And she should be calling in here in just a second. And we'll see what happens here. I haven't got anything up yet. I am assuming she is attempting to call. And here we go. I think we got her. Is that you, Ruthie?
Yes, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. There you go, kid.
Thank you.
Isn't this odd this happens every week on this show?
Before I get to this Mexico's updates, I had originally tonight was going to talk to all of you, the listeners, about this, and I decided not to, and now I'm going to because I'm just mad as hell. You know, I've talked to other hosts who are having the same problem where there are people who do not like our message that have found out a way to disrupt our shows, and this is what they are doing. This is what they are doing, and other shows are experiencing it. Marty, do you still have me?
Yes, I do, Ruthie. You're still up and going.
Okay.
Right.
Send me a message, if you would, so that if I have problems, I can discuss it with you. So this is the bottom line. You know, freedom of speech, you know, they got the Ken and John show out in California that all of these groups now are going to boycott if they do not remove John and Ken show from California because they don't like their message. That is what it is. They're calling them racist and everything else, but if you look up the organizations that are screaming this bull crap, they are the most racist of all. It's fine for them to promote illegal immigration, spit on our laws, but then when we use our freedom of speech, our right to freedom of speech, then they turn to the law. Then the law is good for them. Then we have people like this now that are targeting my show, targeting a few other shows, and they're doing everything they can to disrupt this, our freedom of speech, our right. If you don't like what I'm saying, go listen to a different show. Don't listen. Hello. So what I was going to say tonight, and I wasn't going to, and now I am, is that if anybody out there knows of a radio station that wants somebody who speaks her mind on the issue of illegal immigration, I refuse to be silenced. Please contact me. There are stations out there. I have checked them out, but unfortunately the cost is more than I can endure on my own. Marty's switchboard is also. Marty and I would love to go someplace together.
There you go.
I am tired of this. I am tired of being called names because I'm standing up for the United States of America, because I'm demanding for the return of law and order in this country. And then to have a show for 2 hours once a week where I can actually tell the news that's in print and share my opinion, I am being attacked by these people, and I'm damn tired of it. If you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen. Now, we are going to finish this show. I am going to get to Mexico's news, and then we are going to be joined by our guest, Rusty Fleming, at 9 o'clock to discuss many of these issues. Again, if you know of a radio station out there that wants the real news to be reported, that wants somebody who is mad as hell and not going to take it anymore and wants to be on the radio to broadcast the news, contact me. My email address is minnsir@yahoo.com. Again, minsir@yahoo.com. I am just angry. I really am. I'm just so tired of all this. You know, we work so hard to combat this, only to up the game. Well, the game is on, people, and I'm not going anywhere. So all of you that are offended by my show, let's go. The game is on. Now, back to the news. This is dated October 2nd, and both of these are from Mexico. And this is just unbelievable. I mean, there's not even a rhyme or reason for this that I'm aware of. During yesterday, there was a bloody scene in Ciudad Juarez as a family was massacred by an armed group.
It is again. Hang on, Ruthie. I just don't get this at all. This is intentional. This cannot be an accident. Hold on. We'll get her back up on the board. Ah, Jiminy Christmas. Come on, Ruthie. This is not an accident. You can take that to the bank. It gets worse with every show. They attack this show every time. And who they are, I think, is probably coming right out of the government myself. That's my opinion. So if you'll just hold on, here we got her. Ruthie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay,
you're
good to go.
You and I have to get a hold of Blog Talk. I want them investigated. They are providing us with a service. And this cannot continue to happen. I want Skype, Blog Talk.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the news, if we can continue. A bloody scene at Ciudad Juarez as a family was massacred by an armed group at Oscar Flores's tackle shop in Sonora. The family was traveling in a van when they were attacked by armed men in a silver Durango. The violent situation occurred at Lomas de San Jose, where the mother, her husband, a child of 8, and another child of 4 years old were killed on the spot. Paramedics attended to them immediately, but unfortunately they could do nothing for the woman, her husband, and children. The bodies were taken to an amphitheater where authorities are now investigating the case. But what is even more alarming, the other story from Mexico is, and this is the second week in a row now, and it just falls right into what's happening to this show. It's a perfect story before we go to break. This is the second week in a row that I have reported the violence happening to those for telling the truth about what is happening in Mexico. This is from Dave Gibson from The Examiner. The title is Bloggers Now Being Targeted by Drug Cartels. Last week I told you about the Laredo girl that was beheaded. This week I'm telling you that savagely beaten and bloodied dead bodies of a man and woman were found hanging from a pedestrian bridge in Nuevo Laredo. Notes left at the scene sent a clear message to stop using the internet to denounce the cartels. The woman had been bound and disemboweled with her intestines dangling from several deep gashes in her abdomen. Her assailants left her topless body hanging by her hands and feet from the bridge. The male victim's body was drenched in blood from a cut so deep that his right shoulder had been nearly severed completely off, and he was left hanging by his hands. The first note tied to the male victim said, "This is what happened. This happened for snitching on Fontella a Vivo." The second note read, "This will happen to all the internet snitches. Be warned. We got our eye on you." That note was simply signed by Z, a clear reference to the notorious violent cartel known as Los Zetas. So-called narco blogs have become very popular in Mexico since many of the country's traditional news sources have either greatly curtailed or even completely ended their coverage of drug cartels, after dozens of reporters have been kidnapped and murdered for reporting on the credible violence now gripping Mexico. Unbelievable. With that, Marty, we're going to take our break while we wait for Rusty to call in. I've changed my number count. At 9 o'clock, I would like to hear number 7, please, Marty. Let's go to break.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
It was 1776 when the founders signed the writ of independence from the Brits. It was revolution. Now an enemy from within would enslave us all again and deprive us of our rights in the Constitution. Restore the Republic. Wake up, it's time to understand. Restore the Republic. We're losing our freedom in the land. Thing. From the daily news we read to the politicians, and they're pulling our financial strings more powerful than kings. It's the central bank elite bringing our destruction. Restore the Republic. Wake up, it's time to make a stand. Restore the Republic. We are the people and we can. Restore the Republic. Pledge our allegiance to the flag. Restore the Republic. We gotta take the freedom back. America, arise. It's time to open up our eyes and march back down the road to freedom. If we look the other way, they'll take our rights away. So we the people must seek freedom. Printing money till we choke, shoving taxes down our throat. Bailing out banks we don't even own, it's a ruination. They're invading our privacy with high technology. Microchip in our ID, it's abomination.
Ruthie, he's on. I can't get any audio. Is this a surprise?
Oh, Rusty, if you can hear us, we are being hijacked. It's they have figured out how to mess with our controls, and it's not only this show, it's several others that they don't like our message. Rusty, can you hang up and please call back in to the show while Marty continues to try?
Okay, he's out. Ruthie, we'll wait for him to come back in. I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you, Marty. You know, I apologize to the listeners. I am angry. I am actually angry is not a good word. I'm just a little bit livid right now. I ask you to bear with us. We're going to have to figure out how to stop this hacking into the program. Each show is just getting a little bit worse. Before, they were able to just disconnect us, and now they've actually been able to somehow mute us, and I don't know how they're doing this.
I think you've got Rusty, Ruthie.
Are you there, Rusty? Hello, Rusty.
Still no audio. Still no audio. This is
Rusty?
Intentional.
And I have no number for Rusty, which is a good thing. You know, they've got a kidnapping hit out on Rusty because of his work, and it's more important to Rusty's safety than for us to have a way to contact him. So,
right.
Marty, is he in the chat room by any chance?
Let me check over here. Let me see, Ruthie. No.
And I don't know if he can hear us.
This is just, this, Ruthie, I'll never believe for a minute this is accidental or some fluke in the system. This is being done intentionally.
Yes,
absolutely being done intentionally.
And how they're getting in is the problem.
Well, somebody's giving them access.
Yes.
And
Rusty, if you can hear us, I apologize profusely. What to do?
Here, hang on, Ruthie. I think we've got him back. Hold on. Rusty, is that you? Hello? Still no audio. Still no audio. And they bounced him out.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh.
They're blocking that call, Ruthie. Someone is blocking that call.
Let me try something here. I'm going to try something. Just a minute.
Okay. Here he's back again. Let me see if I can get him this time.
You talk to him.
Hi, Ruthie. Rusty, is that you? Hello? Hello? We've still got no audio.
If I go out, do you think he could bring...
Hang on. Rusty? We've got no audio, Ruthie. This is being blocked. This is being done intentionally.
Can you, Marty, can you see that number?
No. No, this comes in as an unidentified.
Which is smart on Rusty's part. That's
yes.
What I would do if
yes,
I was him
is.
As well.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
I don't
listeners,
know
this is what I'm going to do. I would like to, I'm going to leave for a moment, Marty.
Okay.
And see if he tries to call back in. If
he's
you
still
get
on there,
him.
Ruthie. Okay.
Are you there, Rusty? You try to talk to him and see if my leaving helps, okay? I'll call
okay.
back in.
All right. So we're hoping that this... Rusty, did that open the lineup for you? Hello? Apparently not. This is absolutely... We've got you on the board, Rusty, if you can hear us. You're showing as a live mic, and but we've got no audio. This is just unbelievable. Okay. So hang in there, Rusty. We'll try to work on something there. And it looks like they just bounced you out again. Okay. So I need you back, Ruthie. This is just, there's no way I'll believe this isn't intentional. Somebody's doing this intentionally, and either Blog Talk or Skype or both are giving them access to get it done. I just can't. Hopefully Ruthie's contacting him offline, and okay, let's see who we've got here. Hello? This is Ruthie.
Hi, Marty.
Is that you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you went off, Ruthie, no audio. No audio.
Is he still on?
No. It dropped the call. This makes, what, five times this evening, not counting his not being able to hear him?
Yeah. You know, Marty, we are just going to have to find something else. And I do apologize to the listeners as Marty and I talk back and forth. I'm sure this is probably not what you had tuned in for. But apparently, they have figured out how to block that call. I can't come up with any other thing besides... Let me try one other thing before we just have to give up on this tonight. And,
okay.
You know, they are not going to win, Marty. We are just not giving up this easy. We are going to find a
there
way.
There you go. There you go. They want to play.
Where there's
it's on.
Yep. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm just not giving up that easy.
Okay.
That is not working right now as well. I don't believe this. What I have done, people, just so everybody knows, while we're trying to get this to work, I do have Rusty's email, and I'm trying to email him to let him know what is happening, because we have no idea if you're hearing us, much less if Rusty is hearing us. I was hoping that maybe he had tuned into the show a little early to hear what is happening, and he did not tonight. Sometimes he does. And now that we cannot get audio with him, I had emailed him hoping that he would see my email and respond, and I could tell him what is happening, and that is not working as well. So we're just going to continue on. We're going to continue on with the report and see if Rusty tries to call back in. It's going to be an early evening if we're unable to connect, but for whoever in the hell is doing this, be warned. If I find out, and I'm going to raise holy hell with Blog Talk. I am going to raise holy hell with Skype. If I find out that anyone associated with those two companies that are providing a service for a fee are intentionally doing this, I'm going to sue your ass. You are invading on my constitutional right to freedom of speech offered to me as an American citizen by the Constitution of the United States of America, and you're pissing me off. So welcome to the welcome. It's on. Marty, if Rusty calls back in, let's try again. If not, it's just going to be a short evening.
Okay.
One of the stories that I was unable to get to was this was from Hispanically Speaking News, and it's dated yesterday. This should make you feel, if you're not already agitated as I am, this isn't going to help. Arizona Latina fights to afford health care for her brain-damaged husband and keep him in the United States. On September 19th, Jesus Armando Corralo collapsed while playing soccer in a park with his brother. Yesterday, his wife fights to afford the health care he needs as Arizona's law states that Medicaid is only for those who have been legal permanent residents for 5 years. Evelyn Coronado's husband now has her husband now has brain damage after his brain went without oxygen for approximately 13 minutes. And though the doctors at Banner Good Samaritan Medical Center in Phoenix say they will continue to treat him for the time being, they say that she has been told by the hospital that she needs to take him to Mexico for treatment, where he is originally from, or put him in hospice care. Cornell, 23, has lived, now this is the part that they're going to scream and holler about. He has lived in the United States since he was 10 years old. He obtained an employment authorization card and a Social Security card from the U.S. government, and next week he was scheduled to have a final interview to get a permanent resident card. Immigrants are not eligible for Arizona Medicaid until they have been legal permanent residents for 5 years, something that he is not. Though the hospital has given them 1 week extension, his wife says that she does not know what she will do once that week is up. A spokesperson for the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, Arizona's Medicaid program, said it is federal law that prohibits his access to the state's Medicaid, not state law. Excuse me. Evelyn and Jesus met when they were in sixth grade, and it goes on and on and on. You know, now that it gets to this, heart-tugging, we've got to do this kind of thing. The hospital has informed Evelyn and her husband's medical bills right now have reached $120,000 so far. So here's the facts. He's not a citizen. and does not have a permanent residency card. Federal law prohibits the continued care through Medicaid. Did you know, by the way, and if you want to look this up, you can, did you know that the World Health Organization, known as WHO, W-H-O, just a few years ago, I just pulled it up about 6 months ago when healthcare was big in the news. Do you know that WHO actually has Mexico's healthcare ranked almost by the United States? There's like one country between us. Of the 195 countries, the United States and Mexico are close. So why is he here? Just a minute. Hold on. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to see if maybe Rusty had emailed in, but he did not, and I didn't want to lose the show yet again. Anyways, so did you know that Mexico and the United States' healthcare rank very close? So, number four, who is supposed to just pick up this tab? I know that seems heartless when you're talking about one individual, but start adding all of them together. Why isn't Mexico picking up this tab? You know what? Who we should ask? We should ask the elderly U.S. citizen with health care concerns. That's who we should ask. If the end result is reported, I will keep you up to date. But, you know, they never seem to report when they're deported or stuff, because that just doesn't go along with their message. Marty, do we have him back yet?
No, Ruthie, we don't.
You know, I think what we're going to do is it's just too late into the program already. I'm going to have to apologize profusely to Rusty. And just for those that are listening in that are playing games, guess what? I'm going to have Rusty next week. That's what we'll do. I am being sarcastic. I am just irritated. I'm angry. And you know what, Marty? You and I need to talk off air. I want contact information for Blog Talk. I want contact information for Skype, and we're going to take care of this. I do apologize to all listeners. I thank you all for tuning in. We are just going to call the show short tonight because I want to do some investigation into this. I do apologize. If you know of a radio station out there that is not associated with Blog Talk Radio in any way, shape, or form, please contact me. Again, my email is minsir@yahoo.com. I thank you. I apologize profusely for all the problems this evening. We will be back next Thursday. Please watch for your emails to know if Rusty will be our guest or not. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great evening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.